With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It is the last stand for Nutria. That's the mournful cry of Myocaster coypus, Latin for mouse beavers or Nutria. They are giant South American rodents that invaded the wetlands of the Chesapeake Bay 71 years ago. Nutria look like rats the size of dogs, with bright orange buck teeth, white whiskers, and long tails. Unlike rats, however, Nutria have webbed feet and nipples on their backs. This is because they live mostly in the water, so their offspring must nurse while swimming, paddling to keep their heads above the surface. Adult Nutria have voracious appetites for wetlands plants in places like this, on the Blackwater Wildlife Refuge on Maryland's eastern shore. And they reproduce fast. That's why it was an ecological nightmare in 1943 when fur trappers brought in a few Nutria, perhaps from Brazil, to farm in Dorchester County, Maryland.
The idea was that they could be raised in captivity and then harvested for their fur to supply the fur industry. However, that didn't turn out to be so economical.
This is Steve Kendrott, a biologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Service Program. He said that the fur of Nutria sold reasonably well as a kind of imitation beaver until about 40 years ago, when popular culture bared its teeth against fur coats and hats.
Animals were either released or they escaped from dilapidated facilities, and they established feral populations quite quickly. By the 1970s, there were literally tens of thousands of Nutria.
The thousands of liberated and unemployed Nutria multiplied into an occupying army on the eastern shore of Maryland. They destroyed wetlands wherever they went.
Nutria feed on the roots and tubers of our aquatic marsh plants. And in doing so, they're digging them up, they're disturbing the soil. So when the tide comes in and out, it erodes these areas very quickly because the Nutria have kind of broken up that root mat.
Since the invasion of Nutria, the Blackwater Refuge has lost half of its wetlands. This is in part because the grasses are being drowned by rising sea levels. But it is also because roots of the marsh grasses have been eaten by Nutria. And as wetlands plants disappear, so do breeding grounds for fish and birds and the natural water pollution filters that clean the Chesapeake Bay. Starting in 2002, federal and state wildlife managers launched a war of eradication against the Nutria. Kendrott showed me some of the thousands of steel traps he and his colleagues set in the marshes.
When you depress the pan, it releases the dog, and the two jaws close together.
Many landowners were skeptical that the government's campaign against the invasive species would succeed. Today, however, because of a decade of intensive trapping, the population of Nutria in the Blackwater Refuge has fallen from perhaps 50,000 down to near zero.
We're in the midst of our final population knockdown.
The last few Nutria left elsewhere on the eastern shore are on the run. Kendrott showed me five holdouts he had caught and imprisoned in a cinder block cell behind his office. I couldn't help but feel sorry for the Nutria, huddled in a corner and sniffing the air nervously. It wasn't their choice to eat our wetlands. Their great-great-grandparents were kidnapped and brought here to be skinned. If invasive species like these are a menace, it is because our hunger for global trade carries a high price. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.